This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. When the leaders of California's biggest oil company and the state's largest environmental organization met to discuss climate change and related issues, they found a surprising amount of common ground. Dave O'Reilly, CEO of Chevron, and Carl Pope, executive director of the Sierra Club, had never so much as met before they shared the stage at the Commonwealth Club in San Francisco for a lively discussion that will be broadcast this evening on KRCB. In his opening remarks, Pope outlined his vision of how the United States might, and should, curtail its carbon emissions by as much as 90%.
If by 2030 all new cars are primarily electric, and if that electricity is low-carbon electricity, if we build compact communities and invest in transit, we should be able to eliminate most of the 20% of the oil we use to move ourselves around. We use another 10% moving freight around. We're going to have to put more shipping on electrified rail instead of trucks. We're going to have to replace diesel with natural gas, and we're going to have to replace jet fuel with cellulosic biofuels.
Noting that it took a full century to build our existing energy infrastructure, Chevron's O'Reilly questioned the nation's ability to make such major changes as quickly as Pope projected.
If we were to replace America's transportation system with a zero-carbon solution, that's all the cars, trucks, buses, planes, trains, and ships, we would reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 34%. If we were to replace the entire U.S. power generation system with a non-carbon solution, we would reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 40%. So combining those two gets you a 74% reduction.
Society-wide cutbacks in fossil fuel consumption can be quickly realized through aggressive conservation and efficiency, Pope argued, pointing to California as an example.
Here in California, the price of electricity has gone up over the last 30 years relative to other countries because we banned cheap sources like coal. Guess what's happened relative to the rest of the country to the average household utility bill in California? It's come down.
O'Reilly countered that some of California's savings were accomplished simply by displacing the carbon costs to other areas.
The heavy industrial work and manufacturing, a lot of that has moved out of the state. We are a post-industrial society, and somewhere in the world, somebody is producing that stuff that we used to produce here and using up the energy to do it.
The key, in O'Reilly's analysis, lies more in cutting consumer demand for power rather than trying to transfer the existing level of usage to renewable energy sources. Both speakers expressed reservations about the carbon cap-and-trade provisions in the energy bill passed by the House of Representatives this week. Both prefer a more straightforward carbon tax approach. Whatever is done, said O'Reilly, must be both easily understandable and transparent.
It is unnecessarily complex, and when people see complexity, I think they get distrustful. Somehow this has to be a system that people understand. They understand the benefits of it. I think the president is going to have to talk in terms of energy security and show leadership here.
Pope and O'Reilly also agreed to team up to lobby legislators in Washington for greater restrictions on the use of coal-fired energy, suggesting that each might be able to open doors that would have been closed to the other. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.